President Bush says the political process in Iraq must begin to show progress soon.
We fully recognize that the Iraqis must step up and form a unity government so that those who went to the polls to vote recognize that a government will be in place to respond to their needs. We also recognize that vacuums in the political process create opportunity for malfeasance and harm.
Shiite, Sunni, Arab, and Kurdish politicians have not been able to agree on who will serve as the nation's next prime minister. Current Prime Minister Ibrahim Jafari remains the candidate of the dominant Shiite bloc in parliament. Sunni and Kurdish leaders want a change, saying he has not done enough to stop violence. President Bush spoke following a breakfast meeting with the governors of four American states who last weekend visited U.S. troops in Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Iraq. Mr. Bush says the U.S. goal in Afghanistan and Iraq remains total victory.
And victory will be achieved when there is a democracy in both countries that is able to sustain itself and defend itself.
The president's continuing to speak out about Iraq at a time of record low public approval ratings and falling public support for the war. A USA Today Gallup poll this month shows 32% of Americans approve of the president's handling of the war, 65% disapprove. The poll says 57% now believe it was a mistake to invade Iraq. Mr. Bush says he's certain it was the right decision to topple Saddam Hussein, and the move will ultimately make America safer.
I don't expect everybody to agree with my decision to go into Iraq, but I do want the people to understand, the American people to understand, that failure in Iraq is not an option. A failure in Iraq would make the security situation for our country worse, and the success in Iraq will begin to lay the foundation of peace for generations to come.
The president says Iraq is a central front in the broader fight against terrorism, and it's better to fight those enemies abroad than at home. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.